The Rebels are the heavy favorite for the season opener over Southern University, 25.5 points. Tip goes up at 7 o'clock at the Thomas & Mack. Golden Knights look to shake off a disappointing loss when they host the L.A. Kings tonight at the Fortress. And the L.A. Lakers take on the Rockets in Houston tonight. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 4:45.
The biggest sports report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the... AM 670, talk radio done right.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Crews are still working a pair of accidents on the Beltway in Henderson, 215 westbound at Stephanie, and in the Northwest Valley on 215 southbound at Lone Mountain Road. There are no reported incidents on I-15 or 95 right now, finally. On the west side, though, a new accident at Tropicana and Jones. Getting cooler by the day this week. Afternoon highs will stop just short of 70 degrees. Otherwise, sunny skies and 57 degrees right now. Winds are going to be back, though, gusting up to 30 miles per hour throughout the day. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. I had a chance earlier to visit with Pete Sepp. Now, if you don't know who Pete Sepp is, he's been on the program a number of times over the years. Smart guy. Whenever we talk about, well, what percentage of Americans pay the most taxes, you know, who's paying their fair share, we always get a chance to visit with Pete Sepp. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union Foundation. And I asked him, are people voting with their feet when it comes to taxes?
Oh, they certainly are. And this trend has been going on for a while, but it's actually accelerating as sort of the red-blue state divide occurs and tax policies come into sharper focus. People are tending to move south and west in the United States if taxes are a concern of theirs. They go to no-income tax states, places like Nevada and Texas and Florida. They also go, though, to lower tax states, places like Utah from California or Indiana from Illinois. So there's a whole lot of interplay going on here, and folks are saying, when they do the financial comparisons, taxes really do matter, and I can live someplace else and be just as happy and a little better off for it.
Nevada is one of these states that we're talking about here. Can you talk a little bit about what you know about Nevada?
Well, Nevada, of course, has made the wise decision of not imposing an income tax on its citizens. That's been very helpful for California refugees. They not only go to Utah, they go to Nevada. There's, of course, a lot of controversy over property tax in Nevada because there's not a whole lot of privately owned land necessarily to tax versus many other states. And, of course, Nevada also made the wise decision of imposing a supermajority tax limit, meaning that in order to increase taxes, you've got to find an extraordinary majority of lawmakers in the legislature, not just a simple majority, in order to enact it. I can tell you that constitutional tax limitations are a key in many states for keeping taxes moderate, so that whatever the politicians are, whatever party they are, whatever philosophy they are, and goodness knows, Nevada has had its tax-hiking Republicans in the past, the Constitution stands in front of them to say, wait a minute, you have to come to a consensus before you impose heavier burdens on your own citizens. It's worked in Nevada. It's worked in Colorado. And thank goodness, this is an important election result you won't see reported everywhere. Coloradans were faced with a choice last night of weakening one of the best tax limits in the country, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. They overwhelmingly rejected it. They kept that limit in place. That's a really good piece of news for taxpayers in this election.
I want to ask you about folks in blue states, the leaders of blue states. Do they see these numbers? Do they connect the dots that there is a correlation between taxation and people coming and going?
Some do, but they just don't care. They often say, well, good riddance if taxes are your only concern. We have a better quality of life here. We have better health care, better unemployment benefits, better education. The problem is the statistics don't necessarily confirm that either. If you take a look again at Colorado, they have some of the best health indices in the country because they have good programs and people who value health care and take care of themselves. Utah has some of the best schools in the country, but they don't spend even half as much as New York does per pupil. So the correlation isn't that neat. And unfortunately, blue state leaders don't get that. And, you know, they also pile on lots of regulatory policies. We're seeing this in some of the lawsuits that they're engaging in against various industries. The tech industry is a favorite target of many state attorneys general. That's the suits against Google and Amazon. And they're joining with the federal government to make really exotic arguments in court that have very little to do with consumer welfare and a whole lot to do with protecting competitors who are disgruntled that somebody is higher up on the ladder than they are.
Again, joining us, Pete Sapp, the president of the National Taxpayers Union Foundation. Explain what the National Taxpayer Union Foundation is, what it does, the mission statement.
We provide research, analysis, as well as show citizens how they can become active taxpayers, involved taxpayers in the decisions their governments make from the local level all the way up to the federal level. We are concerned not only with taxes, but also government budgets, regulations, these lawsuits that are occurring willy-nilly all over the place, attempting to restructure our economy. I mean, that's a thing we need to watch in this country, how liberals pull the levers of power that they don't necessarily have, but are able to manipulate. They use the courts in very deceptive ways. If they don't control the U.S. House of Representatives, they shove through regulations that have almost the same effect as laws through the executive branch. We need to be very careful about that.
Pete Sapp from the National Taxpayers Union Foundation joining us earlier in the show. Big news today, Sam Brown has earned the endorsement from the largest center-right Latino political organization. Major news. That is a major endorsement. They are the largest center-right Latino political organization in our country, and they are opting for Sam Brown, Captain Sam Brown, to you. That's going to just about do it. I can't believe it. We have just rolled through 3 hours, and I barely had a chance to blink. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. We will tee it up again tomorrow, 6:05, as we do every day, Monday through Friday. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck live from Miami. That's all next.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Recently, Lerner & Rowe was named the second most influential law firm in the United States. Although we have offices in other parts of the country, we are your local law firm. No other law firm in the state comes close to the experience, reputation, and results as Lerner & Rowe. When you're hurt in a wreck and need a check, call the law firm that can get you the results you need. Call Lerner & Rowe.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
By now, you've heard the Dollar Loan Center is offering free trial loans this year. But how much does it really cost after the free week? Let's say you borrow $1,000. The first week is on us, and after that, it'll cost you $5.50 per day. If you need that $1,000 for an additional week, it would cost you less than $40 in interest. How about this? You take out a loan of $500, and 1 week later, pay back only the same $500. Need it longer? A $500 loan costs $2.75 per day in interest. No catch. No fees. Apply at don'tbebroke.com. Give us a call or find a Dollar Loan Center near you. And remember, at DLC, your first loan is free in
2023.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Election results, debate tonight, megaphone injured, and watch out for the syphilis. It's all coming up, and Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, very excited to get Bill's take on the election results. The two big races, Republicans lost. In Kentucky, the Democrat incumbent governor won the race in a state that Trump won by 30 points in 2016 and 26 points against Biden. Yet in 2023, the Democrat wins the governor's race. Explain that one to me. And to throw another curveball, the down-ticket races in Kentucky. Secretary of State and Attorney General, the Republicans won by 20 points. But the people of Kentucky voted for the Democratic governor. The other race with national ramifications, issue one in Ohio. Huge win for the pro-abortion crowd. Abortion will now be legal in Ohio up to 40 weeks, when the pro-life cause, a no on this, would have kept abortion legal at 22 weeks. There's a debate tonight, the third Republican debate. The front runner, of course, will not be there. The candidates who did qualify, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek, Tim Scott, and Chris Christie. Trump's going to be hosting a rally down the street from the debate in Florida. He's done that every debate. He's had some other counter-programming, and it always starts just a few minutes before the debate. The debate's going to be on NBC. Again, I don't understand why the Republicans let NBC be a part of the process, but alas, 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. In Los Angeles, there was a pro-Palestine rally, and Paul Kessler showed up with an Israeli flag to counter-protest across the street. Paul's 69-year-old Jewish man. There was some sort of altercation when one of these pro-Palestinian protesters came to his side of the street. And according to a witness, the pro-Palestinian protester hit him over the head with a megaphone. The medical examiner ruled his death a homicide. The media has been tripping over themselves to not describe what actually happened. One NBC headline, man dies after hitting head during Israel and Palestinian rallies in California. That's not... He didn't just hit, someone hit his head. The CDC is warning that a dire level of babies are being born with syphilis. 3,761 last year, to be exact. 200 of them died. Syphilis rates are at its highest in 70 years. 20% of Americans have an STD. 45%, almost half of adults, 18 to 24. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call CarShield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day.
On this Wednesday, with weak polling for President Biden, the nation can expect a political blitz over the next few weeks. The strategy will be delivered two ways. First, Mr. Biden will do a round of friendly interviews touting his vast success. And second, his media allies will begin breaking more Trump scandal stories. Expect to see anything and everything on the Get Trump front. With the primaries beginning in January, the air will be filled with suspicion and allegation. The Trump attacks will have to be sensational and personal. Classified documents and dubious real estate transactions are not going to damage him. I also expect Joe Biden will be completely exonerated in the classified documents case by Special Prosecutor Robert Hur. Meantime, Trump will face a federal courtroom in a similar situation. The unexpected, however, can visit Biden, as the House committees investigating Hunter's cash infusion will not stand down, and there is a chance, perhaps a good one, that President Biden will be impeached like President Trump was. This is like betting the over-under in the National Football League. No question, the mudslinging will be over the top as the press is salivating. But Biden's underwhelming performance may seal his doom. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Kathleen, concierge member, the Trump trial. Is this what we endure for all of the upcoming cases? The judge will rule against Trump, but right now I believe there's a strong case for the judge to lose his position because he's admitting he's prejudiced. Look, this is New York. It's a state beef. And this is what you get. So in this state, New York State, the entire criminal and civil justice system has collapsed. This is collapsed. If you file a civil lawsuit here or some politician wants to get you, you're going to get killed. You go to family court in New York State, you're going to get massacred. All right? Because it's just not, doesn't function. It takes years to even get your case heard. And criminal, you can do whatever you want. They're not going to hold you. They'll dismiss the charges 60% of the time. So, yes, it is about Donald Trump, and he is making a farce out of this because it is a farce. Daniel Fang, El Dorado Hills, California. As horrific as it may be, why doesn't the United States and Israel release the unedited raw footage of Hamas atrocities? It is on the internet. All right, I wouldn't show it on this broadcast. I mean, look, if I tell you a baby was beheaded and 200 women were raped, believe me, I don't know why you have to see the baby beheaded. I don't want to see it. But I understand your point. It wouldn't change any minds anyway. They'll say the footage is doctored. You know what they do. It's not a world that people believe what they want to believe, no matter what. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1960, a young senator from Massachusetts defeated the sitting vice president in one of the closest elections in U.S. history. Here is the story of John F. Kennedy versus Richard Nixon. The exposition is considered the start of the modern campaign era. For the first time, both candidates were born in the 20th century. The contest also featured the first televised debate. Since the American Revolution, politicians had traveled across the country and stumped for votes, but the public rarely had a chance to see or hear them in person because the country is so vast. Well, all that changed on September 26, 1960. Prior to the TV event, Nixon was favored to win the race. The vice president arrived at the studio looking ill. He had recently been hospitalized for injuring his knee. In contrast, JFK had spent the previous 2 weeks tanning and brought his own makeup crew. The result? Kennedy looked healthy, Nixon pale and confused. Before the debate, the Republican led by 6 points. One day later, the Democrat overcame the entire advantage. On November 8, 1960, John F. Kennedy won the White House with 49.7% of the popular vote. Nixon received 49.6%, amazingly close. Many Republicans believe JFK had stolen the election through systemic fraud. Despite credible accusations of meddling by the mayor of Chicago, organized crime, labor unions, even the Ku Klux Klan, the vote for JFK was certified. And here's something else you might not know. Nixon's traumatic experience with Kennedy changed his future campaigns. He launched another presidential bid 8 years later, but refused to appear with his opponent in a TV debate. Nixon ultimately defeated Democrat Hubert Humphrey in November 1968. Televised presidential debates returned in 76 and have been held every campaign since then. Back after this. If you or your business is falling behind filing your tax returns, or if you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The Biden administration just unveiled an $80 billion plan to modernize the IRS and reduce the unpaid tax debt. Are you tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments? You do not have to face the IRS alone. Hire Anthem Tax Services. They can help you settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even be able to reduce your back taxes significantly. If Anthem Tax Service cannot reduce your current monthly payment with the IRS or state, or they don't put you in a better position, you might qualify for the 100% money-back guarantee. Please call Anthem Tax Services, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.